Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, good morning. We're delighted to have you on board with us today as once again we face the issues. I pray that you tune in this broadcast each and every day with the idea of seeking to find truth. It is truth that is the most prevalent need in America today. As we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. That is the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth shall make you free. I want to point out a couple of things in that verse, those two verses that we quote each and every day on this broadcast. Jesus says, if you continue, it means to constantly stay in, continue in my word, then after you stay in my word, you're my disciples indeed. That word indeed means truly, surely, absolutely. A disciple of Jesus when we stay in the word. And it's after we stay in the word on a continual basis that we are proof positive disciples of the Lord Jesus. And it's then that we'll know the truth. And it's then that truth will set us free. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, the scripture is very clear. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. We need to put our trust and confidence and hope in the Lordship of Jesus Christ and not in government, but in God. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, not some denominational dogma, not based on some political ideological bent, but based on the truth of the Word of God. It's the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. Further, he says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that ought to direct our footsteps today, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things that I find most concerning, most causing most consternation, as I see it personally, is the lack of understanding on the part of the general populace, and especially within Christendom, of knowing the truth about the word of God, the truth about theological doctrinal issues, the truth about what's taking place in America today, the truth, if you will, about COVID-19 and what's really there and what's really taking place and what's really happening today. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face truth, we need to understand that it is rejected generally by most in society today, may I be bold enough to say. It's the secularist George Orwell that made the statement many years ago in writing his dystopian novel entitled 1984, where Orwell made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you take a stand on truth, you're going to find those that dislike you because of the truth that you speak. We're finding a greater and greater segmentation, segregation, division in America today because the truth about COVID. The truth about COVID. We're going to talk about that today. Our broadcast we're talking about, have we been deceived, confident in God and not in man? We ought to place our trust and confidence in God and not in man. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that makes a major statement, a warning to America. DeMint warns, this headline says, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Former Senator DeMint says, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume that whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches, end quote. This is the reason I advocate the need to go to truth. The 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus made a very powerful statement that I believe is real and relevant even today. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I believe that is the needed factor in society today. A willingness on the part of people, Christians, conservatives, and patriots in particular, to understand that we need to stand for truth even if we stand alone. You remember in the book of Daniel, the three Hebrew young men, they refused to bow at a false image. They were threatened and chided and given a second opportunity. The king chided them, challenged them to bow. He was coercing them. He wanted them to bend to the whims and the wishes of the current society of that day of bowing before a false idol. They refused to bow, even after coercion, even after intimidation, even after challenging them with the potentiality of death. They refused to bend to the commands of government. You know the rest of the story. They were thrown in the fiery furnace. They were burned alive, weren't they? No, they weren't. They were thrown in the fiery furnace. Jesus walked along with them in the fiery furnace. They came out of that fiery furnace without even having the singe and the smell of fire on their bodies. They refused to bow. They refused to bend. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, they refused to burn when thrown in that fiery furnace. That's a good lesson for all of us today, I believe, in the current society, the devolution of truth, the destruction of truth. And it is the famous old saying that's found in Genesis 3, where Satan says, yea, hath God said. It's a challenge to the truth of the Word of God that is subtly being promulgated in our society today. So, ladies and gentlemen, we encourage you during the course of this broadcast to call in, ask your questions, join the dialogue and discussion. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We'd love to hear from you. Your thoughts, your dialogue and discussion on the issues each and every day, I believe, are absolutely imperative for society, in particular with Christians, for us to hear, understand, and heed. The telephone number again is 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for homeowner with homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road, there's a wonderful benchmark that you would be able to find Tools for Time. There's a gigantic flag on a pole about 165 feet in the air, flowing at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Find Old Glory, the American flag flowing. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, have we been deceived? Do you believe, this is a very important question for you to respond to. I'd love to hear from you. 831-0917. Do you believe that we've been deceived about COVID-19? Do you believe that it is possible that we have a medical system, Big Pharma, and the political machine that's lied to us, and as a result of that, taking the lives of hundreds of thousands of people in America, needlessly so, killing people? One of the reports that I read several weeks ago, broadcast on this show on that occasion, a physician said, don't put your loved ones in the hospital. They're killing you. And he went on to say that the doctors in the hospitals are not necessarily purposefully killing you, but they're doing so because they're following the CDC protocol, and the CDC protocol tells the doctors what they can do and what they can't do, or the American Medical Association and other medical associations will cancel their license if they don't follow lockstep with what is being said. We'll talk about that during this broadcast today. We've reached a very serious level in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe life is precious based on what the Word of God says. I believe that God created us in His image based on the Scripture. I believe that every life should be important. I believe there should be a view that we're going to awaken each day and simply say, Lord, thank you for waking me up today. Thank you for allowing me to live for you today. You see, ladies and gentlemen, God created us in His own image. And ladies and gentlemen, when you're sick, when I'm sick, when our loved ones are sick, we struggle to be well. We struggle to find healing and health. And ladies and gentlemen, for centuries, human beings have sought wellness through the physicians and the medical science and through our hospitals and medical facilities. But what if, hear me, what if we can no longer trust the doctors? What if we can no longer trust their integrity or what they say to us? What if we can no longer trust the pharmaceutical houses and what they produce supposedly for our well-being? What if we can no longer trust what is taking place today and what's being told to us by the physicians? What if we discover that the hospitals and the doctors and the whole medical establishment, including, ladies and gentlemen, the morticians that prepare and bury the bodies, are being paid incentives for killing people? Now, you might disagree with that. I believe I have thousands upon thousands of documents, dozens of which validate what I'm saying. What if we've been lied to? What if there's a purposeful plan to take the lives of human beings? What if you go in the hospital and you cannot direct your own medical care? What if you go in the hospital and you're rendered unconscious and your loved ones that make the decision for you have the right and the authority to do so? What if the hospitals and the medical professionals refuse to acknowledge their wishes for you in trying to care for you and preserve your life? What if COVID-19 has been a method for doctors and hospitals and big pharma to use as a shield for killing people for profit? You believe that's possible? I believe it is. I believe it is factual. And I believe that little by little, day by day, that is coming to fruition, and we're discovering that. Of course, you won't hear that on the Communist Network News. You won't hear it on CBS, NBC, ABC, or MSNBC, or any of the other communist-controlled networks. You will not hear that, ladies and gentlemen. I've had too many people that say, where do you get your information? I watch the news all the time, and I don't hear that. Of course not. If you're watching the Communist Network News or these subsidiary channels out there that's like that. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that's distressing to me. I'm going to read several paragraphs of this article to set the stage of where we're going in this broadcast today. May I remind you once again that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion. Love to hear from you as to what you feel. Do you feel we've been lied to? Do you feel we've been deceived? Do you feel the big pharma is telling the truth about the COVID vaccinations and the efficacy thereof? Do you believe that the government's telling us the truth? Do you believe that the whole system, big pharma, big tech, big media, and the political machine, do you believe they've been lying to us? Do you really believe that? If you believe that, if you think that, I can affirm it for you based on research on the subject. Here's an article titled, Doctors' Court Testimony: Ventilators Causing Harm and Death in COVID Patients. It's dated January the 11th. This article reads in part, it's about a five-page article. If you will allow me to, I'm going to read several paragraphs to set the stage. The family of a dying patient at a hospital, Florida hospital, has filed an emergency appeal they hope will overturn a lower court's decision and force Mayo Clinic, Jacksonville, Florida, to give their preferred treatment for COVID-19. Judge Mariana Ajo, that's A-H-O, I may be mispronouncing it, of Florida's 4th Judicial Circuit ruled against the family during an emergency hearing on December the 30th. In her order, the judge wrote that attorneys for the family of Daniel Pisano, that's P-I-S-A-N-O, have not established that the rights of privacy, self-determination, or any other right entitled to them to the injunction they were seeking. But attorneys for the family insist that the Florida's Patient's Bill of Rights, hear me, every state has a Patient's Bill of Rights. If you would like to research that, pull it up on your internet and just search for the Florida Patient's Bill of Rights. Search for the U.S., the American Patient's Bill of Rights. Compare the two, look at them. As a patient or the advocate for a patient in a hospital, you have the right, I have the right, we have the right to determine the care that's administered to us, including whether or not we want to take an aspirin. That's the Patient's Bill of Rights. The Patient's Bill of Rights in America, ladies and gentlemen, is being ignored, flaunted, and rejected by the medical professionals and the hospital administrators and all of the hospitals, not only in our state, but across the nation. This article continues, but attorneys for the family insist the Florida's Patient Bill of Rights gives the Pisano family the right to choose his treatment. The patient's son and his wife of 51 years have power of attorney given to them, giving them the legal right to make medical decisions for him while he is unconscious. And that includes the right to choose his treatment, argues his attorneys, Nick Whitney, W-H-I-T-N-E-Y, Whitney of Jacksonville, Florida, and Jeff Childers of Gainesville, Florida. But they're running out of time to provide life-saving treatment, according to the family's trusted doctor, who's receiving Pisano's chart through an online portal. Further in the article, the use of ventilators seem to push patients. Listen to what this statement is now. This is from the hospital records. This is from the medical physicians that's advocating on behalf of the family that's trying to save the life of a 51-year-old patient. Or his wife is, they've been married 51 years, I'm sorry. The use of ventilation seemed to push patients on the path of death, says Dr. Bardineau, the independent Jacksonville doctor helping the Pisano family. In New York, over 65 ICU ventilated patients had a mortality rate of 97%. Hear me. You go in the hospital, they're treating you for COVID. They stab a ventilator down your throat, and there's the mortality rate of 97%. Whereas the rate of death just based on COVID without a ventilator is extremely, majorly lower than that. Now, there are all kinds of numbers out there, but it's certainly not 97% mortality rate. This is what was testified in the court by the physician and the attorneys representing the family. Quote, I know in Ascension St. Vincent Hospital, Southside Hospital in Jacksonville, the ICU Delta last summer had a mortality rate of 93%. It's very hard to get those kinds of mortality levels from the virus itself. I believe the treatment we're using is doing harm and death to the patient, the physician said. Mayo Clinic has refused to treat the patient with the medications and supplements the family believes are his only chance to survive. Ladies and gentlemen, those supplements and those medications, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and vitamins A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D, and zinc, that's necessary. Those are the things that the physicians that's trying to treat patients to keep them alive, that's not interested in the mega payments from the federal government out of the COVID federal fund. But ladies and gentlemen, that's not the case. Let me insert this before reading the other three paragraphs that I've chosen in this article. You realize most hospitals, once they register a patient as COVID, will receive somewhere between $48,000 and $75,000, plus extra funds for the PPE, that is the COVID garb that they must wear. You realize doctors, if they call it COVID, they get a 4% increase on their reimbursement from the federal government out of the COVID fund. Do you realize the morticians, if they bury one that's rated and called COVID, they get an extra percentage of funds from the COVID fund, federal government funding. Everybody down the line, from the medical association to the hospital to the physicians to the mortician, are paid, reimbursed handsomely from your tax dollars and mine out of what is called the COVID reimbursement funds from the federal government. This article says Mayo Clinic has refused to treat Pesno, that's the patient, with the medications and supplements the family believes are his only chance to survive. Quote, I only want to do the right thing by my patients, the physician told Epoch Times. I'm shocked that others feel they must stop me. In my 30 years of practice, this has never happened before. Ladies and gentlemen, across America, physicians that take the stand that we're going to write a prescription that will save your life. We're going to write a prescription of HCQ and ivermectin and others medications that will save your life. They're being threatened, intimidated, persecuted, prosecuted, and licenses are being canceled that prevents them from medical treatment in the future of any patient. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but that's frightening to me. This article says patients of Dr. Bartolo told the Epoch Times they're such that he saved their lives using the protocol he has recommended to this patient. They credited the drug ivermectin as the key to their recovery. Ladies and gentlemen, let me do a hypothetical, young blood, parenthetical footnote. I believe that if you could go back and check the records, 99% of those that have died with COVID in any medical institution in America have died as a result of not being given the proper medication. Why is that so? Because ivermectin is inexpensive. Hydroxychloroquine, and on a universal level around the globe, averages between 10 and 30 cents a pill. And Big Pharma would rather sell you through the hospitals, medical associations, and physicians' pen of writing prescriptions. They'd rather sell you on the idea that you need to have that jab, the vaccination. You recall when all of the pharmaceuticals were rushing to be the first one to be approved on an emergency basis for the vaccination, as it's called. They were claiming 95, 97, 93% efficacy for their jab. Now it is discovered that it has almost zip zero, no efficacy at all. You can get the jab, you can get the second one and the boost and even the third and fourth booster and still get COVID-19. We've been lied to, deceived by Big Pharma. We've been lied to and deceived by the news media. We've been lied to and deceived by our federal government. We've been lied to and deceived by the American Medical Association and other medical associations. Ladies and gentlemen, this article goes further. Daniel Fesno, 70, sought treatment at Mayo Clinic's Jacksonville facility 2 weeks before Christmas, just days after moving to Florida with his wife so that they could be close to their two grandchildren. As part of Mayo Clinic's protocol, doctors there administered the drug remdesivir, which is in turn damaged Dan's kidneys, which is a known side effect, ladies and gentlemen, according to the family's lawsuit. since December the 22nd, the patient has been on a ventilator in a medically induced coma in the intensive care unit. The hospital has estimated his chances of survival are less than 5%, according to the court records. Ladies and gentlemen, this is happening across America. I can testify personally of this taking place in our family with my son in Virginia, was absolutely tormented and tortured to death. 71 days in the hospital, refused to administer to him HCQ and ivermectin. And he was used simply as an intubated, ventilated puppet for experimentation in the hospital system. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, have we been deceived? We need to place our confidence and trust in God and not in government. Because big tech, big pharma, big media, big government all control our lives and our destiny today if we place our trust and confidence in the medical system. Hear me and hear me well. This patient in Jacksonville, Florida at the Mayo Clinic, if that patient dies and unless intervention takes place, he shall, in my most humble opinion. That family needs to sue Mayo Clinic for every dime possible because it's purposeful, willful, wanton eugenics of the COVID patients. And ladies and gentlemen, to top that, the hospitals are doctors, the medical records, and the investigatory work that's taking place in state after state after state, they're finally revealing that the COVID patient numbers have been highly inflated, that people had gone in from wrecks, they'd gone in for gunshot wounds, they've gone in for the common cold, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and yet been rated as COVID patients in order to gin up and generate the dollars from the federal government. And once it is rated COVID, ladies and gentlemen, the CDC protocol suggests to the physicians and the medical facilities that they withhold anything that would be life savings, as we know of the HCQ and the ivermectin. They're told then to intubate them, put the ventilator in, and the ventilator, according to physicians, will kill 85% of the patients. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can make your own choice. I'm not a medical doctor, but I've done enough research. I can tell you our hospitals, the medical association, and what's taking place in the hospitals, nothing but eugenics program killing the patients for profit, killing people for profit. Ladies and gentlemen, have one article here that says, stay away from hospitals and don't get the jab. The article says, in my last message, I shared with the globalist plan for a planetary genocide, mass depopulation of the earth, which has long been the dream of people like Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Klaus Schwab, and the Luciferian elites throughout the world in preparation for the Great Reset, which has already been launched. Their method is the COVID so-called vaccine, which is, in fact, not a vaccine at all, but an experimental DNA and RNA altering poisons. I told you how, according to the CDC's own VAERS data, more than 500,000 people in the U.S. alone have suffered severe and terrible side effects. Ladies and gentlemen, that number now is over 1 million. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dials. Hang in there. We'll be right back as we continue this broadcast. We'll have the top of the hour news. We'll come right back. We're going to invite you to call 831-0917, 831-0917. We want to hear your opinion, your thoughts, your dialogue, and discussion on this horrific subject today.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.